A lot of times my dad would play it on the record player at home. I'm talking about the 70s. I think my earliest memory is probably when I was at least 6 or 7. I remember him moving the record player into our room. So I remember that he would actually come in at night, and rather than necessarily reading something to us, my brother and I in our bedroom, he would just play some of this music. And most of the time, once I got into this particular record, I would ask him, can you please play that, play this record? And we would fall asleep to it. In the late 60s, my dad was listening to a lot of bossa nova in the radio, but it wasn't until 1970 when an album was released by the great Vinicius de Moraes, who was one of the biggest songwriters of the bossa nova era. He came to Buenos Aires with a couple of other people and started performing, and a record was released, which is essentially just called Vinicius de Moraes in Buenos Aires with Maria Creuza and Toquinho. By the time this record came out, it wasn't just famous in Argentina, but it became famous in many, many countries of the world as well. This album has a lot of great songs. It's basically, it has a huge number of songs that were composed by Tom Jobim and with lyrics by Vinicius de Moraes. They compiled about 16 songs that were really famous from that period, and they sang them all live in a Buenos Aires stage that was pretty famous at the time. It's called La Fusa. The song that strikes me the most is called A Felicidade, which means happiness. And essentially, it was written by Jobim and Vinicius much earlier on, and it was actually used in a movie called Black Orpheus. A felicidade é como a gota de orvalho numa pétala de flor. Brilha tranquila, depois de leve oscila e cai como uma lágrima de amor. Vinicius de Moraes had been a poet, a playwright, and a songwriter as well. He actually had written a play about the myth of Orpheus and Eurydice. The play was called Orfeu da Conceição, which was essentially the story of Orpheus and Eurydice transplanted into Brazil, into the Carnaval or Carnival in Rio de Janeiro. And it was only years later that it was made into a film, into the film Black Orpheus, which came out in 1959, won the Academy Award, also won a Palme d'Or at the Cannes International Film Festival. It was directed by Marcel Camus, who was actually French.
C'est une histoire d'amour très simple de tous les temps et de tous les pays.
Vinicius is known for having some amazing lyrics in songs. And for example, one part that I really like is the part where he's talking about how he sees happiness. It's something along the lines of happiness is like a drop of dew on a flower petal. It shines quietly, and after flipping lightly, it falls like a tear of love. Maybe in English it sounds a little more hokey. I'm not sure now that I'm thinking in English, but it works beautifully in Portuguese. I can tell you that much. The people that we're hearing here on this song are, of course, Vinicius de Moraes himself. Toquinho was a musical companion of Vinicius for quite a few years by the time this record came out, and he was mostly playing guitar, acoustic guitar. A lot of the spotlight is taken by Maria Creuza and her beautiful singing in this. And the other two musicians are Argentinian players who were session musicians. One plays the bass, his name is Mario Fernandez, and the drummer is Enrique Reusner. There's a part where he talks about how the happiness of poor people is a bit like the grand illusion of the Brazilian carnival, how people work for the entire year preparing for this carnival,
And then it's just for that one moment of fantasy, of dreaming. You know, after they get into all this dream of pretending to be somebody else during the carnival, it all is pretty much over by Wednesday, and that's the actual lyric. Quarta-feira means Wednesday in Portuguese.
The elected government of Isabel Perón was overthrown in well-planned and brutal attacks by the Argentine armed forces.
You will probably all know that in Argentina in 1976, there was a coup d'etat where the military took over. So this is kind of like the time right before the coup d'etat where there was still a certain amount of freedom and democracy, from lack of a better word, in Argentina.
Over the following 8 years, liberals, leftists, political terrorists, and anyone who supported them were kidnapped, tortured, and persecuted. All in all, some 30,000 Argentines are believed to have disappeared.
Brazil already was under a military dictatorship since 1964. So things were pretty much going in the same direction in Argentina as well as Chile. You guys all know about Pinochet late in the 70s as well. But again, up until 1976, there was no military dictatorship in Argentina. It's kind of a period of innocence before the dictatorship and before everybody knew that people were disappearing, being tortured, being dropped from planes. So this, if anything, it's kind of like the early childhood before that. And it brings me back to that time before I associate Argentina with a darker period, which was the Dirty War from 76 to 83. A felicidade é uma coisa louca. My father must have kept this record, the original 1970 pressing of it, but at some point I no longer knew where it was. I don't know if after he moved so many different times, after he moved to the US and he changed addresses in the US, where it wound up. But essentially, a relative of ours who came to visit from Argentina last year brought the CD, and that's how I got to listen to it again. And it was a great surprise. I mean, it really brought me back to my childhood, to those times of falling asleep to some of these songs. The other thing that this forever etched in my mind about this song is, of course, my dad, and the fact that he introduced me, as he himself was being introduced to and learning about Brazilian music more and more. It was his way to get me into music that was beyond Argentina at the time, and I'm always going to be grateful to him for that.